The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is a Tuesday, June the 21st, 2016. Just want to thank you all for listening. And before we get started, let me just say this. My man, Scotty, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Dave.
Man, Scotty, that's my all-time favorite pop song. And I just want to thank you for playing that because this was a very, very dynamic brother. It was just a pleasure to have the opportunity to work with this brother for the hours that I got to work with him, and man, do I miss. So thank you, Scotty, for playing that. It was good for me to tune in and hear that. It was like, whew. So I just wanted to thank you, brother. You always pick the right stuff to play. So much love, much respect to Tupac. So let's get into today's show. Everyone, just want to, as we said, thank you for actually tuning in to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So let's jump into it. First and foremost, let's take care of the business at hand. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And the way that you can do that, the most efficient, effective way for you to do that is by making financial contributions to the overall network, because that will give the network the necessary energy to do the things that is needed to be done. Okay? So that will actually energize. And one of the things about this is that when you give a contribution, that ensures that that network or in this case in point, the Black Talk Radio Network and the Black Radio, excuse me, one second. Sorry about that. And that Black Talk Media Project will be able to continue in its overall design, its creation, and to fulfill the agenda that was set forth by Scotty and then has now been supported and materialized by everyone that's working with the network and assisting and bringing this all about. And then you, the overall listeners of the network, are a critical part to it all. You have the overall power and the say if this network stays on, regardless of what the system says, regardless of what the establishment says. If you say it stays on and if you support it, it will have the energy to withstand any and everything. Very, very important that we support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you, especially for those of you that listen to it every day. Do what you can. The overall crowdfunding campaign is sufficient to where it can actually, whatever your capabilities are, it is greatly appreciated. So let's jump into how can you donate and how can you contribute. Well, it's very easy. All you have to do is go to BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com and find the crowdfunding Digital Black Media and then the crowdfunding campaign that's right there. Very, very easy to do. All you have to do is just go there. And what you could do, there's three options in which you can engage in supporting the network, making sure that your network is staying on air, the network that was definitely created with you in mind. You know, and this is different than everyone else pretty much. Pretty much the majority or the lion's share of the network and the media outlets use their overall media strength to exploit and to use you. This is one network that is in opposite of that. It is here to actually give you information, to encourage you, to enlighten you, and to get you where you want to be. So this is very, very important. Hold on one second, everyone.
Okay, you're listening to Tando Radio Show. Dave having some issues in back. We'll wait for him.
Sorry about that, Scotty.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, there. So this is very, very important. This whole network was put together for you, and many of you have benefited from it, and many of you are capable of supporting. And we would appreciate the support that you have given. We thank you for everyone that has already engaged in that. The one-time contributions, the monthly contributions, everyone, just want to thank you. This is so necessary. So let's talk about how can you contribute to Black Talk Radio Network and to Black Talk Media Project, the 501c program, and the overall network in general. Option number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. That means that you can give as little as you possibly can. I mean, as you would be able to. That means that all donations and contributions are extremely, extremely appreciated. So there is no reason for us not to contribute. One, I need to also do my monthly contribution, and I'm going to do that tonight. Let me put this down in my remember to do it, and I will do it tonight. So one-time contribution of $24.99 or less, you could do that via PayPal or by sending a check or money order and make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And once again, you could do that via PayPal or by sending a check and money order and make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120 is the zip code. And with that contribution, you will receive the monthly statistic performance report for the radio network, and as well as the social media operations via email. Make sure you give a good email with your contributions. That is option number one. Option number two, for just one penny more, you can make a one-time contribution of $25, and you will receive the same email reports for the radio station's monthly statistics reports and the social media operations, but also you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution as a gift. And to receive more than one t-shirt, all you have to do is give donations and contributions in multiples of 25. So if you want two t-shirts, you can just give $50, three t-shirts, 75, four t-shirts, $100. Make sure that every t-shirt that you will be receiving because of your $25 or more contribution, that you give the appropriate size for the t-shirts that you are desiring. So that's the second option. Option number three, the best option, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving what you would receive in option one, and in option two, you would also be eligible to receive gifts from the radio station from time to time as an appreciation for your monthly contribution of $25 or more. This is how we can maintain the overall direction of this network and ensure that it will be here for the generations to come, because believe me, the generations that we have yet not named are the targets of the overall system of destruction that we have lived in, that we were born into, that we are in a fight to change. And one of the ways that we can do that is by contributing to and ensuring and supporting the outlets and the fertile grounds, the good gardeners, the holistic and non-hybrid seeds of life that we can plant going forward. This is extremely, extremely important. So tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network and share it, share it, share it. Also, now let's go to Tando Radio Show. That's Thando Radio Show on Facebook. And let's check out a couple of articles that we posted there today. And then we're going to get into today's show. And before we do that, if anyone is interested in converting your currency into real money because of some of the things that are going on in the world, and we're going to talk about that today, you can do that with us by going to Prosperity Mint, Prosperity, space Mint, Mint, and you can actually get the precious metals and acquire the precious metals while we're in this accumulation phase. That's what you should be saving in. And if you would like to do that, I would say, hey, contact me directly. You can text me at 951-790-8330. I found my cell phone today. So happy that that was done. So just text me and or call me, and we can talk about the overall process, and we will get that going for you. So definitely, definitely, that is something worthwhile. Next, if you're interested in supporting a Black-owned business that has a good product, definitely go to the seasoning that we actually use, that I actually use, and I know it's great stuff, and the people that make it have all the best intentions in the world and are good people, and this is something that we should be supporting. And the overall product is just outstanding in any way. So you can go get the seasoning from, it's all natural herbs, minerals, and spices from the actual spices called Uncle Fats. And you can go to getunclefats@gmail.com and contact them, and they will send you out the appropriate seasoning that you would be ordering. Good, good stuff. So with that said, let's jump into today's show, and let's look at some of the things that we posted in Tando Radio Show. Didn't post a lot today, but let's take a look at some of the things that is posted there that is very, very important nonetheless. So number one, let me just wait for this to populate real quickly, and then we will get right into it. Let's take a look at some of the things that we have posted there inside of Tando Radio Show. And as we wait for this to populate. And any time that you would like to jump in and on a conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 641. I see we have a caller in queue. I'm going to go to you in just a minute. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#, and hit *61, and we will bring you up. We got a caller in queue already, so what I'm going to do is that I'm going to go to this caller, because one of the things I really don't like to keep callers waiting. It's just a pet peeve of mine, and I understand that some people have reasons why they do that because of different radio and logistical reasons as to why. But let me go to this caller really quick, and then we got two callers that's there. Then we will get into the overall news of the day. Then we will jump into the show. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hi, Rob, calling from Milwaukee. And
hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Not so good. I feel a lot better after Scotty played my favorite song by Pac as well. That was exactly what I needed to hear at the moment. And I really just want to thank Scotty for playing that. I really want to thank you for the platform. And man, keep doing what y'all are doing. I don't feel like it's a lot of constructive help where I am, and able to tune in to constructive information has it changed my life. You understand what I'm saying? Even though I'm still in the midst of this struggle, man, because it's hard, man. And my mental health. All the way together, man, because these people was playing with my mental, my physical health.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Telling me ain't nothing wrong with me. And that's really where the bulk of my frustration is coming in, because I'm limping. You understand what I'm saying? From an injury that I sustained. And that's all I wanted to chime in with. Thanks for taking the call.
Brother, I just want to say, before you go.
Can I chime in right quick,
yeah,
Brother
Dave? Yeah, go ahead,
Scotty.
Scotty.
See, I don't talk. I don't shy away from it. But when I do my program, I don't really discuss my personal spiritual beliefs. But that song was chosen for a reason. There was another one that was in queue, and I was moved to choose that Tupac song. So don't tell me no creator exists. So glad to know that's what you that helped you. You know, and just hang in there and seek the further help that you need.
And Scotty, it's amazing, because when you did play that, I tuned in, and Hold Your Head was playing, and my all time favorite Pac song, because Pac was ministering in such a way, and it touched me, and I was so happy. And just like the caller, it rejuvenated us all. And we are all collectively on the same harmonic spiritual frequency. So, Scotty, when you chose to do it, you chose to do it for something greater than just yourself. You chose to do it for everyone that's listening. And you gave it, and you wanted to share that, and you wanted to give it in a form of, so that everyone could actually have a real connection with it all, because this is what is so important in our lives. We have to care, and Scotty chose this for whatever reason. As soon as I heard it, I knew that Scotty chose this for a reason. And when this brother called, I knew, one, it was for me, and two, it was for this brother. And I just want to say I resonated with this caller. I resonate with Scotty. I resonate with you all. Let me tell you something about radio. When you're on radio, when Scotty is on radio, I'm on radio, the other programs are on the radio, you have no clue who's listening. It's like you're talking to a wall. You're talking to, an inanimate object. Yes, you may see the board that there's a caller or in queue or things of that nature, but you have no real, you really don't know who is all listening. And you wonder if if this is helping anyone. And let me tell you, Scotty, what you have done, and for the caller that's here, for you, brother, you are a just as important as this radio network, because you too give the harmonic frequencies of love, strength, and endurance and self-determination. And what you're going through temporarily right now, my brother, is something that is going to be the strength of your inheritance that you will pass on to others. And I truly, truly believe that. And I truly, truly want to say to you, brother, what it is that you're going through that you expressed here, I would say definitely move more towards some of the natural cures that the great creator God Almighty has given us all for having a healthy body, a healthy spirit, and a healthy appreciation and love for one another. And let me tell you, brother, that cures it all. It cures it all. And at any time you want to call in, you want to, you know, sit on and on the show and talk with other people, you are more than welcome. As a matter of fact, brother, I would say to you, if you can hang on the line and you want to just jump in at any time with your thoughts or anything, you do that. Because you are so, so important to everything that we are doing. This is a collective movement that we are on. And you are one part of it in this great, great tapestry of collective prudence, love, sustainability, and more important, self-determination. You are the reason why, my brother. And I say to you, thank you for who you are and what you do. So, brother, hold on 1 second. We got another caller that's in queue, and going to bring this brother up. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, peace, peace. How you doing today, Dave?
Brother peace Bragg, what's going on? Yes, sir.
All right, all right. Just listen to what the brother said. Listen, man, we are on this frequency. We are like radio signals. We all send and receive. We give and we put out signals. And for anything that happens, all you got to do is remember, whatever happens, raise your frequency. I'm talking positive stuff now. Raise your frequency, whatever it is. Clear your mind of all static. Calm yourself. Raise your frequency. It sounds
yes,
crazy,
sir.
But it's not as crazy as it sounds. I did it yesterday. I sat down for an hour and listened to energy music. I believe it was 432 megahertz. I listened to that for an hour. And it calmed me. It like cleaned me, man. It's kind of weird. See, I can't meditate on my own. I can't go in. But with that kind of music, I can go in, man. It's kind of different. It's an age.
Yes. Well, and you know, Brother Bragg, it sure does. You know, all of us, we have our dip, because we are so uniquely perfect as individuals. And when I say we're uniquely perfect, we are just that. We are perfect. And a lot of people say, and we're striving for perfection. No, we don't have to really, in my opinion, we don't have to strive for perfection. We are perfection. The only thing that we have to do is work perfectly. And the uniqueness of us all is that we can work perfectly within ourselves. I had to put the one brother on mute because he had background noise. I'm going to go back to him. In case he wanted to respond to what you said, Brother Braggs. And I just thank you, Brother Braggs, for you saying, exposing, you know, where you said that, hey, I'm not a meditator, but I did this and this helped me. And this is what it is all about, because you meditate, Brother Braggs, every time you read. Every time you speak, it's a form of your meditation. You are perfect the way you are. And this brother that's on the line, brother, you are perfect the way that you are. Now the key is for us to understand that and work perfectly. So, Brother Bragg, hold on 1 sec. I had to mute him only because it was background noise and I couldn't really hear you. And I know if I couldn't really hear you that well, it was other people that couldn't. I want to hear if this brother would want to respond. Brother, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Give me 1 second.
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay.
Y'all have, Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was. Let me take it off the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just riding through the neighborhood. You know, I just decided to come back where I grew up. And funny thing, we got these public basketball courts, right? And it's invaded by the police. You got four squad cars, one paddy wagon, and the park isn't even that crowded. Man, my question is, why are these police, man, just sitting around in the city of Milwaukee, man, watching these youth play basketball when we have, what did they just say, man, in the zip code of 53206, man, it's damn near the worst in the United States. Man, so I'm trying to figure out, man, why these police is just up here. Man, basically just damn near got the brothers just feeling real uncomfortable. I pull up, ask the sister, I'm like, what the police doing out here? We trying to figure this same thing out.
Well, yeah, you know, bro, the thing about that, that's a form of intimidation. That's a form
exactly.
of schooling. It's schooling that's going on where these young brothers and these young sisters that happen to be in the park are actually being taught to be submissive to the tyranny of authority.
Now,
no
let
one
me
has
say
to,
this.
Go ahead,
let
brother.
Me say this. Let me just cut in. Man, I was talking to one of the young brothers, and the young brother said, man, I'm happy they're here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And,
yep.
You know, when the person makes that kind of a statement, especially a young black male, I can tell that they don't understand what's actually taking place. And if I could just share one last thing.
Sure,
I'm 35,
sure.
Went to prison in my high school senior year, just turned 18. Okay. Now, what Scotty was talking about, the Fourth Amendment, the changes that made to the Fourth Amendment, my case was actually similar to that. I was being racially profiled. I pulled up in a no parking zone across the street from a convenience store. The police seen me, made a U-turn. I was in the store. Man, they came in the store and got me. You understand what I'm saying? Out of the store to quote-unquote talk about this traffic violation. The search of my person revealed a firearm. And long story short, now I'm in jail, okay? So my attorney argues that, hey, you know, this was an illegal search and seizure. Man, you know, them people said, well, he had a warrant anyway, so he was going. So it really doesn't matter that, you know, the illegal search and seizure took place because this nigga had a warrant and he was going to be, you know, once we ran his name,
he
was going to jail anyway.
Well, okay. Hey, bro, just remember, this is a family show.
I'm sorry.
No, no, it's, okay. But see, let me tell you what happened from my understanding of what this brother has just said. Yes, that was a very illegal search and seizure because they had no, from my understanding of what he just said, they had no reasonable suspicion to detain him at all.
Mm-mm.
At all. They violated his Fourth Amendment. See, this is the thing about why we have to know and why we need to change the system itself. Because if we don't, it will continue to persist and it will continue to destroy and deteriorate our overall sovereign, self-determining free will. And we will no longer work perfectly. We will actually be working in a state of constant war. And this is not a productive life that we could have or a part of our eternal moments in this physical life that will be productive at all. That's what that was all about, because from when I'm hearing what he said was that they had no reasonable suspicion to detain him. And then that turned into that reasonable, the lack of the reasonable suspicion became a violation of his Fourth Amendment because the arrest was illegal.
Hey, Dad, check this out. I was just reading, I don't know if I read that yesterday or this morning, but Clarence Thomas just made a ruling on that issue that the young man is talking about. And what the issue was, that the policeman can make a stop, and after, if you have a warrant, they can illegally search you. But if they find you with a warrant, then they can charge you with what they find on you. Clarence Thomas just made a ruling on that, and Stoudemire is the dissenting judge on that particular case, man. It's kind of, when I was reading it, I was thinking that, for instance, if a policeman stops you and he finds something on you, well, he doesn't find anything on you, but he does an illegal search because you have a warrant, and then he finds something on you, then the inadmissible evidence becomes admissible because you have the warrant. So the warrant is violating your Fourth Amendment right just because you had a warrant. Now, when I was thinking about this morning, whatever happened to habeas corpus? Is that shit done away with? They don't even mention it anymore.
Of course it is. Now, let me tell you what in his, from what my understanding, and the brother is still on the line, let me tell you what the big problem with that. There was no way that they would have known that he had a warrant, because I'm not quite sure if the warrant was for him or for the vehicle. If the warrant was for the vehicle, then that's totally different. Okay? That's totally
now,
different.
The warrant was for him.
Just to add to that, I was 18 years old, so I really don't remember if the warrant was on me or the vehicle. The vehicle wasn't in my name. You understand what I'm saying? So, I really don't remember that.
But that's the key to the point. Go ahead.
This case happened in 99.
Yeah. Hey, listen, brothers, we got to go to a commercial break real quick. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. I'm glad this brother and Brother Braggs has chimed in, because we're going to talk about this, because this is very important. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have two callers in. Brother Braggs is one, and the brother is also talking about something that happened to him that's very, very important, that we need to know what the so-called the written laws are. And let me tell you something about the laws. Anyone can write laws. Doesn't mean that they're legal laws at all. This is why there's a difference between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law, in my opinion, is the primary, where you have primary and absolute rights. And we'll talk about that, because this is some of the things we need to know. We need to really, really inform and educate our young people. So the brother was saying that he wasn't sure at that time. So I'm going to come back to you, bro. I'm going to just put you on mute for a minute, because you got a little background noise, the wind. Hold on one sec. Okay, so the brother was saying that he wasn't sure if the warrant was for the vehicle or for him. Let me explain the difference and why that's so important. If the vehicle had a warrant, okay, for a, you know, then that gives the overall officer the reasonable suspicion to stop and talk to whoever was in the vehicle. Because if their vehicle was so-called used in a crime enough where it generated a warrant for any person to stop that vehicle, then that is one in which they can actually have reasonable suspicion and probable cause, reasonable suspicion to detain you, not necessarily arrest you, because you need probable cause to arrest and you need reasonable suspicion to stop someone. To investigate. Okay, now if the warrant was for him, unless that particular officer knew him personally or knew of him and knew who he was and knew that he had a warrant, then he would be able to stop him. But if he didn't know him or she didn't know him and he was just walking down the street, they can't use that excuse that the individual had a warrant, because in order for you to find out that they had a warrant, you had to have a reasonable suspicion to stop them. And just walking into a store, I don't know the full details of it all, but just walking into the store from one car to another car, from a car to into a convenience store, is not reasonable suspicion. Let me tell you what reasonable suspicion means. Reasonable suspicion means this: if someone of the same training and experience of that individual officer would come to the same conclusion that a crime has been committed or a crime is going to be committed by that individual, then they can stop them to investigate it. Okay? That's what reasonable suspicion is. So, and what Brother Braggs was saying was that what Clarence Thomas wanted to do, and I need to really look at it. See, the key to what Clarence Thomas does, it doesn't matter what he's doing, because they have to have all of the right criteria first to stop someone with a warrant. How did you become aware that this individual had a warrant? You can't just randomly say to someone, let me stop this person because I think they got a warrant. Let me find out if they have a warrant. That's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. That's an illegal search and seizure. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. So this is very critical, and these are some of the things that we need to know. And these are the things why we need to change the whole system, because it's abusive in nature, because they use this as a tool to control. Very, very important. So let me see if the brothers, bro, are you still there? Okay, I think we lost them, but oh, yeah, I think we lost them. But that's what that means, and this is so important. These are some of the things that we really need to be made aware of, and we need to educate our young people. And I'm going to tell you, if y'all all remember Dr. Alexander has an invention. Whew. And when he's going to come on, Dr. Alexander, the security person that we talked to, he has an invention that is going to totally change the world, in my opinion. Oh, man, I can't wait to tell you all about it and for him to come on. But Brother Braggs, so that's the thing with that. And these are the things that we must understand, because we have to, the way that the letter of the law is being used, is used in an abusive, oppressive manner. They tell you that they use it to protect people, but what happens is this, is that power corrupts absolutely. And absolute power is, you know, corruption in its fullest. And this is something that the general, let me tell you something. Even if you have never done anything wrong in your life, you should never ever want any entity to violate any person's rights at all. Let me tell you why. Because it's only a matter of time until they get you. Before they get you. And this is critical.
Well stated. People watch the black community get dogged out by the police, but they don't know they're next. It's just a matter of time. Their turn will come, no doubt.
Exactly, Brother Braggs, and it's already unfolding. It's unfolding socially. It's unfolding geopolitically. It's unfolding economically, and it's unfolding militarily. They are going to change the new victims of things. This is how you maintain your overall power and control. You have people unaware of what your deviant plan to maintain power is. And they do it by the pen.
It's almost like the Tower of Babel when you say it, Dave, because they sprinkle a little dissension over here, a little misdirection over here, a little subterfuge over here, and everybody's running in the wrong direction because nobody's being fed accurate information. So people are making decisions based on erroneous information. So how good can your decisions be based off of the information you're getting from people giving you, who actually feeding you wrong information?
Right. That's exactly it, brother. And let me tell you something. it doesn't really matter how many so-called good cops there are. Let me tell you why. Because that is being used as propaganda to hide the devil in the details. The system is completely wrong. It's completely illegal. It's completely authoritative, and it's nothing more than enslavement by false impressions that you have inclusion into the system, and you don't. None whatsoever. They only make you think that you do so that you will go along with, as Brother Bragg said, the sprinkling of their deception. Because the key to controlling people is that you have to get them to look at each other so they don't see the Wizard of Oz. They don't see and pull a curtain. Once they pull
straw
a curtain.
Man. You, Dave, do you know what you said? You just screamed straw man, Dave. Stop it, man. Wizard of Oz is a straw man. You know what you just said. Now watch what you're saying. Because it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
And they will often see the wizard.
And we're
down
off the
yellow brick road.
Down the yellow brick road. That's why the yellow brick road is gold. And that's why the so-called origin, when Frank wrote the story, Frank wrote the story of the silver slippers. They weren't ruby. There was a reason why.
Yes,
in the
sir.
Emerald City, that was in symbolic of what it was really about, the false currency of things. Man.
Yes, sir. You're doing it right now.
We really need to know what's really going on. And I'm going to tell you, brothers like Brother Braggs, Ross, Brother Davis, Doc Hawkins, Scotty, all of these brothers that actually stick themselves out. Because really people are sticking themselves out. You know why? Because these brothers refuse to bend their knees, and these sisters refuse to bend their knees to the falsehood of authority. How in the world, let me ask you something, how in the world are we allowing monarchies where individuals so-called rule people? Are you crazy? Do you realize that this is nothing more than a demonic ritual practice that we're doing, saying that someone is a god? We're worshiping demigods, and we do it in this country. Let me tell you, the Supreme Court, how long can one of those individuals stay on the Supreme Court? Until they die or retire, or in Scalia's place, until they kill him. And we think that this is inclusive of anything that would be in our best interest of the people? Or is this inclusive of maintaining the overall control of the masses of the people? It's the latter, ladies and gentlemen, and you know this. But so many of us are actually paid by it to uphold it in so many different ways. I'm going to tell you, there are some brothers and sisters that you don't know the acts that they do from behind, not only the wall, but also behind the curtain. And they don't want to be publicized, their fight. But let me tell you something about this. The whole system is just like these secret societies. They try to get a few individuals to give the perception that they are a benevolent organization, while those individuals are nothing more than compartmentalized people that are being fooled into the whole thing. But they do know that something is wrong here. You can't be attached to this stuff and not know that something is really wrong here. But see, what happens is this. They get you to slowly compromise your morality for someone else's agenda. And this is when you become a sellout. You compromise your morality. This is where we are, Brother Braggs, and this is what really needs to be changed. And it's important that we know the history of things, because these people have to repeat it, because they're not genuinely wise or smart enough to devise another system another way. They just copy it. And it's important that we know what it is that we're dealing with, the enemy that we're dealing with, so it can be dismantled. We need to know ourselves. and we need to know the fight that we are waging and why it's critical that we do.
Hey, the greatest piece in that equation that you just mentioned, the thing that they fear the most, is for us to become conscious, for us to become unified in any cause. I'm talking about period. They don't want, that's what they don't want. That's what the dissension is for. That's what the misdirection is for. If you ever keep the black nation going in different directions instead of moving in one flow. Once we move in one flow, it's going to be awfully hard to stop us, man. I mean, this is just the way I see it. I could be wrong, but I doubt that I am. And they know this, that if we ever came together, it's going to be a problem. I'm talking about, I'm not just talking about here in America. I'm talking about on the diaspora universally, because the things that are going on in the world right now, this world is on a tilt. The axis of this world has tilted. And we're in a different dimension. And it has to do with this consciousness that I keep talking about.
Yeah.
And things are happening. People are becoming more aware of things. And it's just a matter of time before the whole dysphoria, and that's what I'm waiting for. I might not make it because I'm kind of old, but if I don't make it, I believe it's going to happen anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something, Brother Braggs. You have already made it in. Because let me tell you something. Man can't tell you that there is a land of milk and honey. You already know it because you live free every day.
Dave, I'm not going to say what my master teacher told me. My master teacher say, heaven is in between the legs of a black woman, and I believe that. That's the manifestation. That's those dimensions. Yep. That's that stargate, the dimensions. I'm on something else again. Let me stop because, see, my mind won't.
No, no. Brother, let me tell you something. It's always, you are always... Well, because it's needed. Because one of the things that we have to realize is that the paradigm that we're in right now is the one that we surrendered to. We surrendered ourselves through ignorance, right? Because we were taught, we had blind faith when we were growing up. We thought that the schools were actually there to protect us. We thought that the institutions were actually there to ensure that our capabilities and that we were going to be able to mature into our fullness as a person. We thought that they were there to actually educate us on how we can have a true collective prudence for the overall benefit of everyone. We thought that we had rights. We thought that we had freedom.
You just took me through about five thoughts, five patterns right there. Look, I'm just going to do a real quick convention on laws and rules. First of all, three-fifths law, all of these laws, Third Amendment, 13th Amendment, Fourth Amendment, all of these amendments that actually they like open. You know what I'm saying? When I say open, they like intangible. They say one thing, but the back end is open because it's an intangible. And when I say intangible, I'm talking about unknown. So, first of all, laws are supposed to be set by precedent. Each law is a precedent for the next determination or decision. Is it really like that? From what I've been studying, it's not really like that. Whichever judge it is, it's his determination of how he sees the law, how he interprets the law. That's what I'm getting from it. Now, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a scholar in that, you know, a professional in that profession, an expert. I just read up on a bunch of different things that I feel are pertinent to my life and to other people's lives that are around me.
So true. Listen, anyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. At any time, would love to hear from you on the subject. If you have anything that you would like to add or comment on, the phone lines are open. Would love to hear from you because this is a great, great dialogue that we're having. Now, you know, Brother Bragg said something about the precedence, and he was absolutely right. And I would like to put it this way. They are following the precedence that has been set to enslave and oppress. You ever wonder why they keep writing a bunch of different laws? And let me tell you something about the great creator, God Almighty. In my opinion, there was only one law that was written. Or I wouldn't even say a law. There are many laws that are written, okay? Many universal laws You know, if, you know, defying gravity is that you have to have the appropriate way to defy gravity. And I wouldn't say that that is a law. It's a practice. If you do something, then, you know, it's here it is. But do you know what the real, in my understanding and the way that I look at it, the great creator had one thing, free will, because that's what ensures your overall freedom. And the thing about it is that man will tell you that the great creator has these different laws. But what I like to do is that those have been hijacked for the purpose of controlling people, and you were just told God. But do you know which God that they were talking about? Was it their God that they were talking about? And who is their God?
Hey, Dave, brother. Me? Dave, man. Hey, I'm keeping it real, man. I'm an open person. You know, usually when you don't have to depend on other people for a job, you can be more open and honest than others. But right. I got kicked right. out. When I was working on the plantation, look, I use cannabis, okay? So you know that about me. I use cannabis, you know, for my reasons, right? Definitely that's why I'm not hooked on these narcotics and other stuff, you know, because it helps manage my back pain and what have you. But I knew I was going to fail this drug test on this job, right? So I told the lady, I'm going to fail this drug test, so do y'all got some kind of interdiction program or, you know what I'm saying? So,
because
I got insurance, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I'm a valuable asset to that company from, you know, me being a supervisor and you know, they keeping stats of just how much material and formulas I'm producing that's right on the target for their customer. So I'm making money for them make a long story short.
Right.
So they give me the option to go into treatment, right? So I end up getting kicked out of this Narcotics Anonymous group, even though I didn't never use narcotics or anything like that, but it wasn't Anonymous. But if you use cannabis, they send you to NA. Do you know they kicked me out the group because I was like, who is this God of your understanding? And my research shows that that's an Indian Hindu god by the name of Brahma. So what are y'all trying to pull on me? You know what I'm saying? And I don't hold hands with people I don't know and get in no prayer circle and all that kind of stuff. So they kicked me out, man. They kicked me out. But I ended up getting 101, you know what I'm saying, counseling or whatever, man. But I got kicked out. Because I question who in the hell are y'all up in here praying to?
Exactly. Exactly, Scotty. And let me tell you why. Real warriors, let me tell you the difference between a soldier and a warrior. A soldier takes orders. A soldier can never do what a warrior thinks because a warrior thinks for themselves. A warrior never takes orders. A warrior sacrifices for what is deemed through the thought process of what is necessary to maintain the freedom and what's in the best interest of. This is the mind of a warrior. And Scotty, let me tell you something. You know, we had talked about, and I had talked about watching the marijuana and all of these things. I am full support of the natural God-given weed that the earth produces that's here, that is a non-hybrid form, non-GMO form of that. It is what we all should be using, just like we should be using wild oregano, just like we should be using colloidal silver, just like we should be using rosemary, just like we should be using clove, and so on and so forth. And let me tell you something, brother. What you find in this system is this: if you won't obey, they send you to hell. Let me tell you what they're really saying. Listen, everyone, how this thing's worked. See, God, the great creator, God Almighty, in my opinion, made you an individually strong and unique person. But what man does is that man tries to steal your talents for their overall benefit. And if you do not go along with their program, they expel you. And this is where the heaven and the hell scenario, in my opinion, comes from. They'll expel you to the wild and they'll say to hell with you because you won't obey. Didn't you go to the school that we trained you at? Didn't you go to know all of the policies and the procedures? And the real question should be, why are these policies and procedure only supporting and beneficial to you and exploiting me? Because it's not sincere, is not organic, is all about control, is all about ways and means. Your way of life is to provide for their means of life. That is what we deal and battle with daily. This is why they make you so afraid religiously, because they want that spirit to be in you, because it's easy to control you once that's there. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this in 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Sorry about that. We jumped into the commercial a little bit early. I'm going to just wait for the music from now on. My bad.
Yeah, I just wait for the music. That'll be your cue. But the only reason I brought that up, Dave, because when you said God of my understanding, you did say that, right?
Yes.
That because I heard it on, I was watching the news the other day, one of the news networks, and they mentioned that in relation to the Orlando shooting, and talk about these people are being helped by this particular group, and they were talking about, they said the God of my understanding. And so that light has been imprinted on me since that experience, man, because mm-hmm. I did research on that, and there is a Hindu god of war named Brahma that he's also referred to as the God of your understanding and whatnot. So yeah. In terms of group stuff like that, now you're mixing spiritual stuff and you're saying you're doing this to help people with their addictions and all that. And I ain't got problem with, you know, peer group help and all support groups and stuff. But when you start missing religion and spiritual stuff into it, You know, who you might be holding hands with somebody that's a straight up devil worshiper, man, and they sit out there and you're both saying, God, am I understanding? Who knows what kind of spiritual trash is in that room? I'm just a spiritual person, man. And that was a red flag for me. And there was a guy in there who grew up in the church, and his pastor was a preacher. And he heard he heard the reason why I was protesting, being forced to hold hands and do group prayer with these people. And he knew exactly where I was coming from on spiritual principle. But you know what?
Yes.
He wasn't in no position like he didn't have the insurance I had. He wasn't making white folks the kind of money I was making white folks. And so, man, he ended up being forced to go through that program, even though I could tell in his eyes, and he had spoke to me about how it was bothering him, man. But that, I mean, people, you know, I don't talk a whole lot about the spiritual, but there's a lot going on that a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah. And, you know, Scotty, great point, because you brought up Brahm. It's the same one. Look at the Large Hadron Collider. Look at CERN. Look who's there. One of the things they don't tell you about that overall, who they consider a god, is that that is also the one of war, and it is the dualities of that spirit that goes along with that. It is one of deception. It is one of deceit. That's why it can change physical forms and everything else. So we really need to know these different things of what's going on. And whenever they have, this is why religion is so big, because it in so many different ways, because it controls. Let me tell you something. Any form of extremism is crazy. Plain and simple. Doesn't matter what it is. Any form of extremism is crazy. Why? Because in order for you to be an extremist means that you are willing to discard, harm, you are willing to force upon everyone else your beliefs. And let me tell you something about that. If the great creator God Almighty can't make you do anything, what makes you think that you should or you could? You can only do it by force and by fear. That's why extremism has always been and always will be a problem in any form. I call them crazy, plain and simple. My opinion, and I have good evidence and facts to substantiate and validate it. Look at any form of extremism, and you will see this. You will see murderers. You will see people that know nothing about love. You will see not compassion, but you will see authoritative rule. You will see anger. You will see an intolerance. That's what extremism builds. Didn't mean to cut Brother Braggs off because we was in the break, so I cut Brother Braggs. Sorry about that, Brother Braggs. I didn't bring you back, man. Did you want to chime in on anything?
Your point was right on the money, man. Men never do evil so good as when they do it in the name of religion. I don't know why that is. I guess it's that fanaticism, that extremism. I don't know, but they do. History will bear me out, too.
Yeah, say that again, Brother Brad, because I think people missed what you said there, because I know I heard you, but it was missed.
They never do evil so bad as when they do it in the name of religion.
Yeah.
Oof. It's just, you know, all you got to do is
powerful
take a look
statement.
At the history, and it'll tell you. People have wiped out whole nations because of religion. They've hung Christians not only in Rome, but they hung them also in New Orleans. They lynched them in Europe. They lynched them in America. That's your Christians. Now, I'm not going to hop on religion because I don't do religion. So I'm going to get up off that point right now, because all I speak is truth. I don't have nothing vested in religion one way or the other. I was raised on religion, and when I saw that it didn't suit me because the doctrines and the things that were associated with it didn't fit my bill, I walked away. My family was just like, they thought I was crazy. And some of them still do. Some of them still mad at me about Jesus. But it's all right. It's what it is. I can live with that.
Well, you know,
set you free. Know thyself, and the truth will set you free.
You know, one of the great things that's so critical about it all is that we all have a choice. We all have different friends and family members that actually do different things. And I love all of my family in spite of, you know, what they believe, you know, and I give them full, I don't try to impede, I never try to impede anyone's decision. You know why? Because I realize that I can't. Because let me tell you something, you could do whatever you want to do in life, but there are consequences for every action, as long as you know that. There are consequences for every action.
Hey, bro, I told my sister this. I don't know if I'm right or not, but I told her that religion was tantamount to a 30-year-old man believing in Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's just my interpretation, because a lot of people going to see that differently. But if you do your research, and I go to origins, that's where I go. I don't like the middle, man. I like to go to the beginning and see who wrote what and who said what. I could tell you that 72 Greeks, they call them the wandering Greeks, wrote the Bible. It's a whole bunch of stuff. I don't even want to get into it. I don't even feel that right now. Because there's so much stuff in there, man. It just unlocks too many doors in my head like that. That's why I stay with it. And I read so much about it. You know, that who created all three religions. It's just, oh, and see,
you know what?
I could open up a can of worms, but I don't want to. I don't want to go
there. Yeah. You know why? Because I understand, Brother Braggs, because this is something that it has to be an individual journey, and you respect that about people.
Yes, sir.
It's an individual journey that everyone has to be on. And I'm not, because it's not just one religion that we're talking about, anyone in particular. We're talking about it collectively. Because the actual practice of religion is absent of spirituality. And that is what is being taught, because that it doesn't matter if it's from this side of the world or from that side of the world or from this upper part of the world or this lower part of the world or just this geographical or this doctrine. What we really need to look at is means, motive, opportunity, and who gains from this. Means, motive, opportunity, and who gains from this. Who has the means? Who has the motive? Who has the opportunity, and who gained from all of this? It always starts with a question. You know, I grew up, you know, in a particular faith of things. I realize the good of that, which I absolutely hold on to, but then I also realize that people make mistakes, and sometimes people also start to move in a different direction because they themselves think that they should be worshipped as demigods. And let me tell you something, that's never going to produce anything good. Never going to produce anything good. I have respect of it. I'm not a respecter of person. I don't care that you're this person at this organization or that. I don't care about persons, because persons aren't living spiritual beings. I care about people. And, you know, so I understand, Brother Braggs, when you say that, but hey. which you...
All right.
Brother Braggs. what Brother Braggs is saying is that there was a journey that he decided to engage based off of a question. And this is something that I think is sacred to us all. I had a good friend recently, very recently. Brother Braggs, I got you back after you said hello. There was a good friend, and this friend was on the show. He's been on the show before. And this brother is very knowledgeable. And he decided to go on a quest, and it totally changed his life. And he started the quest from here. You know what he started the quest from, Brother Braggs? The same one that you started it from. He asked why. No one that is ever sincere should ever be offended by a question of why. They should actually applaud it and actually encourage it. And actually, because that's where the true essence of learning, sincere learning, begins. It begins with a question. So No, Brother Brad, I'm with you. I understand, and I respect everyone, because I believe it's important for me to respect myself. And when I respect everyone, it's much easier for me to respect myself, because no one can make my decisions for me. No institution rules me, so I'm not threatened by anyone at all. So, very, very important.
You say mind control. When you say government, religion, mind control.
Incorporation, exactly.
That's something else I found out. And look, you know what? Some of the little things were like, I ran into these Moors. These Moors killed me with the etymological word dictionary, because, man, but they write, though. They write on point, because they made me see things a lot differently, and they showed me something. Words can change in 100 years the whole meaning of everything. And yep. The words, the deviation from the word, it'll be so far from what the meaning was. So that's another trick knowledge. It's just so many things, so many tools that they use, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everything is to confuse us so that we can't find the trail. But if you're a real hound dog, you will find the trail, because you're intuitive of what you want. All you got to do is stay on it. Once you're intuitive,
you'll stay on the scent.
Go for it. That's right. That's right.
You'll stay on the scent. That's why hound dogs is, you know what it is, Brother Braggs? If you look at the hound dog, what is the hound dog? Well, you know what makes the hound dog such a great tracker? It's because of the saliva.
They lock the smell.
Yep.
The big ears,
yep,
scoop the smell, and the nose is big, and they got,
yep,
like million nerves in that nose that can discern different, you know, each thing. They can discern it like we use our eyes and our mind to discern. They do it with scent.
Yes. And that's why the saliva that they have actually helps them in holding on to a scent. And once they get locked in on a scent, man, their head doesn't come up at all. And they just go with that whole thing. And you know, it's critical for us to be great investigators of things, and not just to take things at face value because someone else told us. The most important thing is not what you're told, but what you investigate is more relevant than what you're told. Because
even what you're told, because what you're told is the trail that starts the hunt. So if they put you on the trail, all you got to do is a little bit of work to stay on the trail. But see, I'm glad you said that, Dave, because you know what? This is one of my bones of contention right here. A lot of time, information is being disseminated, right? Okay, I'm a sponge. This is how I roll. But instead of just being quiet, and take the information, whether you agree with it or not, and then assess it, people are, excuse my French, SHIT on the subject matter instead of investigating it thoroughly. So then they lost already, because they were all the way on track, but because they decided that they weren't going to take the track that was given, so now they're off on a wild goose chase when all they have to do is investigate that first track to send them on the trail, send them on their way. And that, I'm just talking in a general sense about information.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to agree with the information. Take the information, assess it for what it is. If it's no good to you, reject it. If you find it is substantiated, follow it through. That's all I'm saying. Guess what that does?
Yeah.
That's bricks in your wall. That's bricks in your foundation. Each brick in your foundation helps you build a bigger structure. Each brick, it's like words. Each word makes your vocabulary bigger, you know? Just little things like that makes your thought process better, because you have more material to show contrast, to compare. You know, that's just how I be going at it. You know, I'm just saying.
You know,
and I found out that some people have shut you down without even checking. I had a dude today. Just I'm going to make this quick as possible. We're talking about King James, okay, and King Charles right behind him. That was the guy who took his place after they hung him. All right. Both of these gentlemen, the Europeans portray them as Caucasian, but both of these gentlemen by law and by birthright are black people. Now, I have a gentleman telling me that, all right, telling me that I'm wrong, but I know I'm not wrong because I'm sitting here with my resources right in front of me. I can substantiate my position because that's how I roll. I don't never jack, I fact. And if I have to substantiate, I pull my stuff and put the substantiation to it so you can go find the same references that I have so you can find out what I found. And a lot of times people don't see what you saw. And so they want to talk crazy, but first listen, take the information and go assess the information. Don't just dump on it. Because, see, you can't gather knowledge if you don't start picking it up somewhere. You know, I started picking it up by listening to old men when I was a young man, listening to what they say. Then I would go get my books and start reading to see if I could find. And then I started finding what they were saying. I was like, wow, I'm on to something here. Then it led me on my own discoveries, you know what I'm saying? But you got to start somewhere and being enlightened about what's going on all around you. See, that's why the only thing I'm concerned about, what's going on all around me. People always say that us as black men, we don't know anything, though. There's a lot of us out here, we know some things, but people just don't believe that a black man could have capacity or ability. And I don't really get that, but that's how it is. I'm done, Mark. I'm done.
Yeah, no, great points, Brother Bragg. You know, you had talked about the Moors with the changing of words, and words can change. See, that's the overall, they do that in order to maintain control over people. You know what never changes? Is the spirit of things. And that's the hound dog attributes that we've walked away from. Instead of us actually using what was gifted to us, like that hound dog is gifted with those big ears to keep all of the scent close to their nose and everything else, and the nerve endings and how keen their nose is and their saliva in order to actually be able to validate the scent that they have and everything else, where they keep their head down. If you ever notice that whenever an earthquake happens, that the animals, the cats and the dogs, will know days before the general population, and animals will run uphill or run to a different direction, while we just say what's on, what's for dinner, what time the game is on, what time is that movie on? What time is my show on? Because we've walked away from.
It is so hard right there. In the tsunamis, all the elephants and the monkeys walked away while the people were on the beaches at the resort. Those animals took booked up to the opposite direction. Only the people died in the tsunami. No animals died. All the big animals got up and walked away before, and the monkeys before the tsunami came. And the people didn't pay attention to the animals. And I tell people this all the time. You might hear birds behind me right now, don't you? I stay outside.
That's right.
I'm a weird dude. I get up. I look at the sun every day. I look at the new moon. I was out here right on that moon.
Last night. The longest day of the year and everything. Yeah.
And I always been that way. I don't know what makes me like that. I know when the moon is full, I just can feel it. I come out, and there it is, big full moon. You know.
Yeah.
But these animals, and guess what? Wherever you live, if you ever walk outside and you don't hear no birds singing, and you don't see no birds, and you don't see no squirrels, you don't see no fire, shit, you better go get you a gas mask. Something is wrong. These are all the indicators that your environment is fucked. I'm sorry about that.
Brother,
people don't pay attention to their environment. You got to look around. These animals and everything, they just like us. It's almost like a canary in the mine. You know what I'm saying? They used to put the canary in the cage and take them down into the mines. So if any gas leaked, the canary would fall out. They had a guy that watched the canary. So if the canary fall, everybody get up out of here. But we mine.
Or the oxygen level goes down. Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We in our environment because they... Now, look, for the last 3 days, I ain't seen no chemtrails. I'm tripping. But I saw a sign with these... I'm going to send it to you, Dave. These pilots was all in, like, a formation with these signs saying, no more chemtrails. You killing us, too. You hear what I'm saying? People are waking up. Now, this is the other thing I tell you about. People make me scared because people follow orders blindly. They don't use no rationale. So if you got 100 boneheads and one goofball... kill, like the 100 goofballs killing this. You see what I'm saying? Mindless thinking.
Yeah.
So basically, you got monsters, because that's what I'm calling them. Because if you don't have no
monsters,
no emotion, no compassion, you're a monster.
You are a monster. So well said, Brother Bragg. Well said. Well said. And you know, it's that's when the innate abilities we have lost them. And I'm gonna tell you one of the ways that we've lost them. We've lost them from the synthetic introduction that altered and changed our body. We are becoming more and more. I'm going to tell you, last week I had said, if you wanted to know something about, and I said, no, don't say it, Dave. And I put it out. A couple of people asked me. I'm going to tell you about, I made a biblical reference. If you want to know about really reading something, you should read it backwards. Let me give you an example. My wife did something very, very keen for us, and I loved it, and I love her for it. She started to put some things upside down. She started to only use her non-strong hand. She started, what I mean by, like, she would put, she's putting jars upside down and everything else. Why? Because it's causing you to look at things from a different way. can look at the exact same thing, but you'll see something more if it's tilted or placed a different way. Like a jar of something that you have in the house with labeling on it. Turn it upside down, you may see something different. And this is a key part as to developing to where you start to really start to question everything. What is it that I'm really seeing? Because we have lost our innate ability or walked away, or they have been, we have, through the toxification and calcification of our abilities, we no longer are resonating or having our bodies and our overall organs operating in their original design. And this is why the animals are able to discern that something has happened, and they get it. They move immediately. They don't stop to tell you. You know why they don't tell you? Their thing is this, and if you don't see it and you don't feel it, something is wrong with you. I don't have time to wait for you. So this is very, very critical. And great, great, you know, conversation. If you'd like to get in on it, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 60. One, and I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. You know, one of the things I want to do, Brother Braggs, is that there was a article that I posted inside of Tando. I wanted to do a couple of things, but this was much more important. If, you know, when the one brother called, and this was where we were supposed to be. Everything changed once Scotty played Hold Your Head. Everything changed. Everything changed. So, there's an article that we posted inside of Tando. It says, California grid prepares for heat wave, possible natural gas shortage. If you are on the West Coast, as we move into the summer, prepare for the power grid going down. If you have elderly members in your family, if you have people that are ill in your family, you know, if You have to prepare, especially if you're in Southern California. There are certain parts in the world where you can't live pretty much comfortably or without air conditioning. You know, back in the old days, there was a reason why no one really settled west of the Mississippi and far west of the Mississippi, because it was too hot. There was, you know, they didn't have the air conditioning. Now, air conditioning is nothing new. It didn't just come around when they told you they came around. It's been around forever. But that technology was lost on the people because they didn't maintain the overall culture of development. So they were dependent upon the system. Anytime you depend on the system, you are in a state of deficiency. Anytime you depend on the collective prudence of them all, you have sustainability. You have sustainability. So there is a strong possibility that the overall electrical demands is going to cause brownouts and possibly power outs in the grid going down during the heat waves. This is where you need to start to prepare for this now. You have got to prepare for this now before it happens, because it's very difficult. If you're a person that have, you know, different means, there are different things that you should be doing. One of the reasons why I got out of Southern California is because it is the desert. And one of my actual concerns, and I realized that we were vulnerable to, if the power grid goes down in the summer in Southern California, in certain parts, especially where I live, you could forget about it, even where we live now, but we've made amends for that, and everyone needs to prepare for this. This is critical, and I want to run down a couple of things that you should actually be preparing for, because there is something that's happened. Remember Brother Braggs talked about the camp. There's something happening. Brother Braggs, I also posted in Tando, that Brother Braggs also sent me an article Yep, here it is. FEMA activates entire civil court. Something big is coming. And Brother Braggs, I didn't put that up. I meant to tell Brother Braggs. It was kind of late because I was getting ready for the show when I did was finally able to put that up. Brother Braggs sent me that. And there are a lot of indications that things are starting to unfold in a way that is going to cause some major concerns. And if you look at the overall energy of things, they're telling you something that should be going on. I was listening to the Fed chairman Yellen today, and they were talking about how they now believe, or they've been working to get the banking sectors prepared for, you know, so that they would be able to withstand a crisis. They were basically telling you that something is coming. They're basically telling you something is coming. Because if that wasn't the case, there would be no even talk about the crisis of 2008 or anything else. The whole dialogue would have been totally different. But these people tell you before they do it in one way or another. We really need to hear the side. Go ahead, brother.
Another thing I saw, these boys in California, the mayor of Florida, they're preparing for like a massive storm of some sort. They got a couple of places that are doing that. They're preparing for big storms. You had President Obama saying that people should be putting away food and whatnot for some kind of a major occurrence. So people are not really paying attention to what's being said. And see, there you go again. You got to listen to what these guys say when they drop these little bits, just for your own sake and the family's sake, you know, to make the necessary preparations. They're telling you, they're dropping hints.
They're dropping hints.
I don't know what it is.
But. Right. They are definitely dropping hints. What Brother Braggs was talking about was that the celebrity figurehead, CEO of the Corporation of the United States, has said that you need to be prepared because don't wait on the overall government to come to your aid for different things. In so many, but they were trying to actually seem as if they were talking about something else, but they weren't talking about that. They were telling you. They were warning you. And this is why they do it. They're always going to tell you before they do it. And it's not that the celebrity figurehead is going to do it, because those individuals just follow orders. But what is going to happen is that they have to do this for this reason, so that they can come back and say, see, we told you. This is why you need to listen to everything that we say, even though it is the system that has created the crisis that you're in. We told you, because telling people that, and then it happens, guess what? That is what they indoctrinated you to do, to see what prophecy is. Let me tell you something. There's a big misconception about prophecy. It ain't prophecy when you tell people you're going to do something, that something is going to happen, then you make it happen because you do it. That's deception. And many of us don't know the difference between the two.
Also,
and these people, right, these people have an agenda. And it's an agenda definitely that's at play. So, everyone, let me talk about this real quick. Once we come out of the commercial break, but I'm going to run this, some of the things that you need to actually be prepared for especially on the West Coast and in the very hot areas of the country, even the very, very, you know, from Houston to different parts of the country where you can't have any power disruptions, where it is going to actually make you miserable and then become a very, very unhealthy situation, and then where you start to have a force multiplier. Many, many people during Katrina actually died because the overall supply chain was broken. They survived everything else, but from their medicine to many other things, did not get through.
Medicine, water, security. You had militias coming through neighborhoods, taking people out. See, and I don't like to hop on negative, but I just like for my...
It's not negative.
You look like me to hear what I'm saying on this stuff. Like, they had militias taking people that looked like you and me out because we were unprepared. Yep. You feel me? We standing there with...
Here we go to a commercial break. Hold it right there. Hold on right there, Brother Bragg. The music is playing. That means the commercial break is about to interrupt. Listen, everyone. We'll be right back. Hold on to that thought. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. My man, Brother Braggs, is here with us. But go ahead, Brother Braggs. You were making a point.
Not being prepared, you had militias running around the neighborhoods just doing whatever they could wanted to do to people who weren't prepared to take care of themselves. And you got to remember, man, I hate to say it, but we live in a dog-eat-dog type of nation, man. Now, the neighborhoods that I used to live in, they're different now. I used to know everybody in my neighborhood. These neighborhoods are different. So that was part of that. I don't know that was part of the problem there, but I know that would be a part of the problem in the urban setting that I'm in. Also, you got to remember, they had 10,000 children that disappeared. I don't know if they got all those children back yet or not.
Were taken.
These are things that are reported in the news. These are things that go unreported. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, and this is what I tell my young daughter every day. And
kidnapped
when they're around me. I tell them, see, young women, they happy dappy, you know what I'm saying? They're not geared for this warfare that's all around us. And see, I hate to say it like that, but we are at war, whether people realize it or not. We've been at war for 400 years.
Right.
So our young women, when they go out, they have to be cognizant. They got predators out here. Now, you see what they're doing with bathrooms. So they're going to have all kind of predators. If anybody can walk in the bathroom where children are sitting or using the bathroom. So you got to remember the situation you're in. But back to the subject. A lot of people were probably unprepared. They didn't have water. They didn't have firearms. They didn't plan for shelters. So they got caught out there, and they paid the ultimate price. A lot of people did, you know, for not being prepared. So, you know, we don't want to see things like that become redundant. You know, we should learn from other people's mistakes so that we can continue on.
Right. Right. And you know, Brother Braggs, one of the things that people may not know is that those young people were kidnapped. In so many instances, those people were kidnapped because in the kidnapping of children continued by the different organizations and corporations and entities and what the people you vote for and all those other things are engaging in these type of activities behind closed doors. This is a fact. Now, Brother Bragg said something about. Brother Bragg, never worry about being negative. Let me tell you something. Leave it to people. We leave it to people's discretion. If they don't want to prepare, then leave it to their discretion for them to do that. Okay? We're putting out the truth and the facts. And one of the things I want to say and was so critical about what Brother Bragg talked about, in New Orleans, are you aware of there were communities that were prepared? And when different militia groups came around, they were met with individuals that can defend themselves. And do you know what those militia groups said? They came and they said, "Do you guys need any help?" And they said, "No." And you know what those militia groups did? They left. See, this is what you don't know. Because when you don't investigate things, you are always in a position of not understanding. Are having any formal truths. So what does that mean? Let me show you the power of being prepared. When you are prepared, you are able to say to those that come to you and they try to come to you in under the pretense of helping when they're really going to do something else, they realize, let me go prey upon someone else because there's a bunch of cowards in this world. And what happened is that those individuals were able to defend themselves, and the people that wanted to take advantage of them realized, We should move on from here.
Just like a bunch of people couldn't cross the bridge, they could have got themselves and their families in safety. But a town, a militia decided that they weren't letting people come across the bridge, so they went out with their weapons and they kept the people from leaving. So you got to remember, and I bring this up because when you study America, we had thousands of these same types of incidents before we had a natural disaster. They were called lynchings and hangings. This is America's M.O. And if you're not familiar with it, you need to go right now and check America's M.O. so that you will be familiar, so that you will fortify yourself with the necessary implements or whatever you may need in order to survive in
staple goods
situation we live in.
Right. Right. That's right. That is the modus operandi. And it's
check the history. It's
there, and it's the modus operandi of this world. The whole system is built off of this. And let me tell you, they train people to actually surrender to it and then carry the system on. I know of people that you would think would not engage in certain activities, but you know what they did? They were taught by the system. As Brother Bragg said, all about mine, all about me. And that's what they engaged in. So this is, you know, some of the things that we need to be prepared for. Now, I want to say, tomorrow, don't forget Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. And I will let you know once Brother Davis lets me know that it's definitely confirmed, and I'm pretty sure that he is. He's there right now. Let's talk to him real quick. Brother Davis, welcome.
Good evening, brothers. Great show, Brother Bragg. You set it up and kick it out. I like that.
All right, Brother Davis, peace.
Hey, man, listen, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend. But
yes,
since I got an
Brother
opportunity,
Davis.
let me put it out, tomorrow night's show out there in a quick. Tomorrow night's show is going to be based on why I can't make a decision for me. And I'm going to take you in the first hour. I'm going to take you in the first hour on how we got to this point, how education has changed our thought process, how education has changed, and how education was changed because of the advertisement industry. And the second hour, the title of it is going to be Television Children. So you was always brought up with TV, so you have no idea what curriculum is. And I'm going to explain that in the first hour. And at the end, before we close, I'm going to show you how this has put you into a state of such a program that you cannot make a decision based on your logic, because you always had the opportunity to touch a remote control for an answer. Well, you are the greatest computer on this earth. And by the end of tomorrow night's show, you will have all of the tools to take action to make change. Everything you got on this show tonight is leading you up, understanding that it's your responsibility. My show will show you why you can't, why you have been victimized, but showing you how easily you can. So look, I'm looking forward to it, brothers. I'm going to go back in the queue. I appreciate the opportunity, Brother Dave. Y'all, I'm with it, and I'm listening to it.
This is what we do, because we are in this together. The collective prudence is so strong among us, and we realize that it's all about the people that we love. We give, and that's what one of the things that I cherish with you, Brother, Brother Braggs and Sister Davis, and all of the listeners here is so critical. So can't wait for tomorrow's show, Wise Wednesdays with the Davis team. So now let's check this out real quick. What I want to do because of this, there are so many things that are happening, and the signals and signs are very vast. And one of the things about this is that what the system likes to do is try to give you false indications or false ambushes of a problem. Why? Because then they lull you to sleep, you know, and they say, oh, nothing is going to happen. That's just like that Y2K and all this other stuff. See, those are the people that start to cry when the hurricane comes through, because they're not prepared for it, and those are the people that become scared. And like I always say, people are only scared because they're not prepared. Unprepared people are scared, and scared people are very, very dangerous. I don't like being around scared people. I don't like the spirit of fear. I don't mind when you understand that you have the capability of being afraid, but you make no decision based of it on it, and more importantly, it doesn't paralyze you. So now, this is what happens. They'll give you all of these false starts, false start, false start, false start, and then boom, they'll hit you with something. Nothing may happen very huge for another 5 or 6 years from now, but I doubt it, because some of the real indicators are there. But still, it doesn't matter. One of the things about preparing is that it does this. It starts to reconnect you with the power of you, because you learn to be self-sufficient. So now, one of the things we need to talk about, I want to share with you all, because of this, is I would say for those of you that are in an affective area and where if the power grid goes down, which is everywhere, that you would be in a very, very dangerous situation, especially weather-wise. You know, one of the things that you need to do is start to actually prepare for that. If you possibly can, look for alternative power sources. And if you don't have the means to do that, get with someone that does and offer something. Never come empty-handed, okay? Offer something. Make sure, look at some very inexpensive ways and very clever ways to be able to, have, in case the power grid goes down, that you will be able to withstand that. There are fundamental practices that you should actually have on hand for that, okay? So you need to start to engage in that. Some of the basic things, you know, and I want to go over some of the basic things. If the power grid goes down, one of the most important things that you want to have is a plan for your family. You got to have a plan for your family, especially if you have young people. Last thing you want is for your young people to be caught in a major, major event and without a plan. Because if they're at school, believe me, just like Brother Braggs talked about 10,000 children missing, we don't want that to happen to our children. Because history has proven that that does happen. And let me ask you something. If a major power event happened and something like that happened, there's going to be such chaos, such destruction. They're just going to say, we don't know where they are. Maybe something happened to them. I'm sorry something happened to them. And you know what we'll do? We'll just cry and believe that that was the case. What we should have done was something before, preemptive and preventive maintenance before it happened. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Brian.
Something that I was reading, that I read, that really troubled me, that they were saying that in the event that something like this were to take place and that martial law was instituted, that what would happen on the national scale as far as the prison system is that they would eradicate all prisoners, man. That's some deep shit right there, man. Just think how many
Brother
people
Brian, stop cursing.
In America. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just think about how many people got in prison if something was to happen and they would pull a plug on all those individuals, man. That's a whole.
And they did it. And it's been done. History has been done.
It's been done in the Punchbowl in Mississippi. It's been done.
Yes.
It's been done in New Orleans. It's been done before. But it was done to us. It was done to Civil War soldiers, and it was done to free men. But this is on a whole different level. I mean, not really.
Yes.
When you think of King Leopold, see, I'm going through all the history now. King Leopold, Shark Island, Germany. But see, Germany was really the purging of the last of the black people out of Germany. The Holocaust, they were just cleansing the black Jews. That's all that was. They killed maybe 50,000 Jews from what I read now. If anybody knows something different, then you can tell me and I'll take it for what it's worth, no doubt. But just thinking on those terms, because that right there is disturbing. We're supposed to be a civilized nation. We could pull the plug on a couple of million people that we have incarcerated. Man, that's a deep thought, man, to me.
That is. And this is nothing new. It's been going on. And Brother Braggs, let me tell you the power of what Brother Braggs is really talking about here. Okay. We're thinking about Let me tell you how deep this is. It's not just going to be the individuals that are currently incarcerated. Guess what they're also going to do? They've shown and they've done this before. Exactly. They are going to round people up. And you know what? One of the easiest way to get rid of a problem? Zig Brunensky said it used to be easier to control a million people than it was to kill a million people. Now it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than it is to control them. Why is it so hard to control people now? Because you have people always asking why. Scotty asked, what is this? I asked, what is this? Brother Bragg asked, what is this? So many of you asked, what is this? And then guess what? You became a threat because you challenged the authority that we have. No, I'm not challenging the authority that you have, because you don't have no authority that I see. So what is Brother Braggs really talking about? Get this, it's not what you're thinking about, that all those so-called prisoners that are in jail, most and many of them are there because the system deceived everyone to place them there. They were targeted prey. But this is the big part of that. They are going to take people for the smallest things or just for wandering, and that is going to become illegal.
It's already been illegal. The black slave codes, the Indian slave codes, the Negro slave codes, it's all in there, man. I'm telling you, it's all in there, man.
Yes. This is why what Brother Braggs is saying is real. So it's going to be made illegal. Pretty much on. Do you realize what martial law means? It means that anything that you do that is outside of their orders is against the law. Your children are starving, but you better not go outside in the middle of the night, because if you do,
you have no food with martial law. They can take your food, your vehicle, your home.
Exactly.
They can take whatever they want. They can conscript whatever they want. They can make you work. They can take you and enslave you and make you a worker. Better read these bills, people. Pay attention.
Don't, Executive look, Order 1030,
I'm not kicking nobody.
10360.
Yeah, yes, sir. Look at those bills, man. Don't sleep this. You need, just so you can know it. Just see what it says. And see, this is what I'm talking about. All of these things. Now, he passed this bill when we had some distraction going on. They slid it right on through. And that's how they do. They create a disturbance over here or distraction. When you're looking over there, they go the other way. Pat you on the back with one hand, pick your pocket with the other.
Yeah, and stab you in the stomach with the. So what Brother Braggs is basically saying is this: guess what? If you are a, remember what happened with Katrina. Katrina's an example of it. They were no longer citizens; they were all refugees. It will be illegal
what,
to be a
that's
refugee.
That's what they call them in the media: refugees. They call them Americans refugees. Now remember the place you're talking about. That's Louisiana. If those people have been there 50, 70 years, those are probably the indigenized of Louisiana. When I say indigenous, I'm talking about the black Indians of America.
Yep.
People,
and let me tell you, why I think, one of the things that I think why that area was targeted for the weather weapon and to be targeted and hit by that weather weapon was because of this. Those individuals that were in that area were people that were able to sustain themselves. So what did they have to do? They had to bring something that would totally destroy in a destructive force that would destabilize their culture. Do you know how much was lost? Do you know how much was lost? Yes. Do you know how much intrinsic skill was lost? Let's just not even the, just from the standpoint, and one of the good things is the blues, is the food, the using of. Do you know how critical that is? Now all people know how to do is get processed food. Do you know that people have been growing stuff there for eons, and now they're no longer there? They had to displace and they had to go somewhere else. And do you know the mental anguish that that had? Do you know how many people let me tell you something about it. This is critical. They target our children while sacrificing our elderly. one of the worst things that we ever do in our in this time is that we don't sit down with our elders to learn anything.
Right.
And nothing gets passed along. Nothing gets passed along.
Remember,
we can't even tell
indoctrination. And that indoctrination, that TV, they teach you to disrespect your elder. They teach you that your elders know nothing. Yep. That your elders are feeble. That your elders are. You got to watch the program. That's why I stopped watching TV. But because the things that they do, they make the young people disrespectful. They know what they're doing. They make them. Let me stop preaching. Let me stop. Stop.
No, it's the truth. And let me tell you, and because of that, we can't even tell a weed from lettuce. And this puts us in a great position of disadvantage. This is why it's so keen, regardless of where we are. I don't look for the Hollywood event to happen, because that's only for Hollywood to write. We are already in a state of collapse. Look at some of the postings that we put. Fukushima. Collapse.
Media never
speaks
on Fukushima either.
Nothing.
You would say that.
Nothing.
That either.
And it's killing us all. It's destroying our overall RNA and DNA as we speak. Nothing. We don't care. Did you see LeBron won one for Cleveland? What? This is relevant? Do you realize what they do in Brazil? They make soccer such a huge icon, and the country is so corrupt because the people don't change because they worried about what's going on in soccer. Sports is so destructive, a mindless thought pattern and just idle time. And then having us to where we are looking for the next opportunity to be entertained and be comfortable is destroying us. It's cancerous. We need to look for every opportunity to work, to build, to construct. This is the ties of our ancestors. Hear this. Before they gave it up. Oh, let me tell you something. One of the things that we got to realize in some of these things is we also got to call things that are true. Many, many, many things that are put before us are deceptive in nature. We need to look at the totality of things, because this is the progression so that we will never repeat that path.
Hey, Dave, I just want to say one thing. All these people that they set up to be our heroes, I'm talking about like people like Hitler, like King Leopold, like all of these people who killed millions of people that look like me, whether it be Benjamin Franklin, Hamilton, they were all criminals, man. They were rapists. They were criminals. And there's no way that you could tell me anything different, because they took the land from my ancestors. They killed my ancestors. They burned them. They raped them. Who are they? They're not heroes. They took other men's stuff. They took other men's land. They took other men's dreams, hopes. Dream killers.
Hello, hello.
Sorry about that, Brother Braggs. Go ahead. I missed that.
Out. No, I was just saying, yeah. Dream killers, man. People,
yeah.
The people that they put up for our heroes. If you really take notice of people that they call our heroes, they're people who killed thousands of millions of people that look like us. That's not a hero to me. That's not one of my heroes. You know, and we have to stop taking their heroes that murder our people, and we take them as our hero. We should be so far from that.
You know, brother, and I know that you will. The thing about, one of the things with history is that we have to really really take notice to this. Who's writing it?
Well, you got to remember
who is writing
what I'm
it?
Talking about is them three traitors, George Washington,
yep.
Madison, and my man. These boys all had Esquire on their name. If they had Esquire on their name, they couldn't have worked for the United States. They had to be working for somebody in England somewhere. And I'm getting ahead of myself, because now I'm talking about King James, King Charles. I'm on a whole different topic, and I don't want to throw people off.
No.
I'm just saying.
No,
these guys are the guys who drove out the charters to come here and enslaved the blacks in America. It's some deep stuff. I stay down in some dirty rabbit holes, man, because I want to know. I'm a seeker.
Yeah.
Until I leave here, I'm gonna be a seeker, no doubt.
And this is why institutions can't rule you. This is why in today's world, one of the reasons why I always like to say, you have to be mindful of the organizations, regardless of what they say. Look at the creed and the deed of the individuals, and you will see something totally different, because they're not going to give you something that you want. They're not going to make it easy for you. They're going to have the devil come wearing his Sunday's best. And what I mean by that is that you won't know that it's a devil, because they'll be dressed appropriately for your acceptance, and they will look a certain way to deceive you even further. This is so, so important that we understand this. So listen, we get ready to get out of here. We got one caller in queue. Let's bring this caller up before we get out of here. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you calling from? And shoot, before we get out of here. Hello? Oh, we dropped the brother. So, but this is something that we really, really need to know. Because one of the things is that the commitment of the system is great, and the deception of them all is even greater. We don't realize, they tell you about the art of war because they want you to know about it. But there's even a better practice, the practice of self-determination and sovereignty is stronger than the art of war. Much, much stronger. So, listen, everyone, I just want to thank you all for listening today. Thank you for all those that called in. Brother Braggs, as always, thank you so much. And for everyone, it's never goodbye. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesday. Check us out tomorrow. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. You know why I say it's never goodbye, just so you know? I never say goodbye. You know, for me, it's very important, because we are eternal beings. We don't need to have an end to anything. But when people want to manipulate and control you, they want to have that, because it strengthens them to be able to have an emotional response from you. So it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love and much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Brother Bragg. Peace to you.
All right.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.